It's impossible.
So it's little things that compound. Now, I was in a 2013 later, a couple months later, it's 2 months later, 2013.
Right.
I actually just do a podcast about this guy. His name's Warren Woodward. He runs a network marketing company too. It's called Life. I love Warren. Read this book. I just finished reading this book. Right?
What book is this?
Resolve. One of the best books ever. Right? 13 Resolutions for Life by Warren Woodward. Right? About, this took me about a week to read. I read about 1 to 2 books a week.
Okay.
Sometimes 3. You know. And but here's the thing. So I go to Warren's house, right? And he has a $10 million house, $2 million yacht sitting there, right? And he's trying to figure out how to do this stuff on the internet because his content's so good, he's just internet retarded, right? Like, he'll figure it out eventually, but like back then at least. Now he's like moved from a 70 IQ to 75, right? He'll get it eventually. Just give him a few years, right? He's good. But so I went to his house and I saw all these books on the floor. It was like maybe like a shelf like this, a book, maybe this many books.
Right, on the floor.
Right. And I was like, oh, those are your books you've read. And he says, oh, yeah, this year. It was March.
Mm.
Right? And I was like, this year? It's like 100 books. It's like 3 months into the year. What the heck, man? And I like picked it up and I like, there's notes everywhere. This is not speed reading.
So
this is
not speed reading.
Yeah, this is not, he bought some sort of super speed read course, right? There's notes everywhere in these books. It's not like every line, but it's like there's notes like on nearly every page or like a little quote he likes or something. And I was like, you read fast? He's like, no. It's like, how much do you read, dude? And he was like, 6 hours a day at least. Wow. He makes $1 million a month, right?
How much?
A million a month.
Yeah,
that's what he makes. It's not like this internet thing where it's like, I made 10 million and it's like they did 10 million in sales.
Right, right.
He makes $1 million a month. Like
he comes in.
Nets that. Half million, 2 million a month. Every month he nets, right?
Wow.
And so a very similar philosophical set to mine, but older and in a lot of ways wiser, right? And has different skills. So I got along with him real well. I still talk to him every couple of months. But, you know, it's an interesting thing because, like, you take Warren Buffett, right?
Right.
And it's like, people are like, oh, man, what a gifted guy.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Nope.
And it's like, how much does he read? That's 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
Right? He actually said that the thing that he attributes all of his wealth to is that he reads everything.
Mm.
Everything.
Everything.
About investing. And everything related to everything he's doing, he reads.
Right.
Which takes about 6 hours a day. And so, if you look at people like that, now here's the thing, take some other greats. Benjamin Franklin. Right?
Yes. Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin. Now here's something you'll think's interesting, right? Remember how I used to be a vegetarian when you knew me? Right?
Right.
You know, I'm not anymore. I haven't been for a few years, but I was a vegetarian for a few years.
You were a vegetarian, that's why you gained some weight. You were, at the time?
Yeah. So for years, right? But here's the thing. Check this out. So, and I got to run in a few minutes, but I want to get this point is really powerful.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So Benjamin Franklin was also a vegetarian, right? Mm-hmm. So people would hear that and be like, oh yeah, animals. But I was a vegetarian because I wanted to be. I thought it was healthier. But you want to know why Benjamin Franklin was a vegetarian?
Why?
So he could save money that he used to spend on meat and buy more books.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's why you know his name. Exclusive. That's the only reason you know his name. That's it.
That's exclusive, man. That's crazy, man.
Yep. So it's like he gave up meat and ate rice and beans and like butter.
So he can buy more books.
Buy more books.
Jesus.
Right? And then you look at people spending $500 on a pair of shoes and they haven't read a book in years and they make barely above minimum wage.
Hey, my friend, did you like that video? I just need help from you. Can you help me? It's just one click. Just click on that subscribe button right now. It should be under this video if you're on a mobile phone, or it should be towards your left if you're on a computer. Just click on the subscribe. It's just one click. Can you do me that favor? Actually, you will get notified every single time I release a valuable video like this. I will see you on the next one, and peace.